This is a podcast about recognizing and releasing struggle and replacing it with life enjoyment. I'm Kim. I used to be a quiet struggler, and I now call myself the poster girl for contentment. I think it's important to tell the story of how this all happened, and that's why this is the Unbelievable Freedom Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Unbelievable Freedom Podcast. I'm talking today about the concept of digestive rest. There's a few reasons why I want to talk about it. The main one is that people always seem intrigued by it when I bring it up. It's not exactly my term. I say it's from Ayurvedic tradition, but I don't know if that's exactly how they say it either, and I don't study Ayurveda, so I'm not an authority on that. But I know it's someone who does study it or practice it who first gave me some sort of ancient wisdom around the importance of putting your entire digestive system into a state of rest. But another thing that really made me want to talk about this today is that someone asked me just recently, hey, why doesn't your group, our Facebook group, Unbelievable Freedom, the community's right there, free, link to the Facebook page, but why doesn't your group description reference intermittent fasting? And the person was genuinely curious and asking in a supportive way, and it was a good chance for me to really think about it. I know that I changed the description at some point, but why did I do that? So intermittent fasting has been, fasting itself has been around as long as human beings have existed. And as a practice that is phrased that way, intermittent meaning, you know, you fast, then you don't, then you fast, then you don't, which is what every human being who's alive still does. Even the souls who eat 18 hours a day, you know, they go to sleep, so they fast, so it's intermittent. But the terms put together, intermittent fasting, IF, that's how we refer to it in the community. If you're one of the people that is part of the community, you know, we just call it IF. It's been a thing for, I don't know, at least 5 to 10 years. You know, Ryan and I heard about it the better part of those 10 years ago and were not receptive, were not interested in trying to improve our health or lose weight by not eating for much of the day. It sounded crazy and difficult and stressful and hard and weird. But that was whatever, 2012, when Ryan read Bert Haring's Fast Five. I mean, that's in our book, Unbelievable Freedom. We talk about that moment when we could have jumped in and listened to what Dr. Bert was saying, but we weren't ready. And it took a few more years to come to Delay, Don't Deny and Jen Stevens' way of presenting it. But anyway, intermittent fasting as a concept, deliberately abstaining from eating off and on, has been a health practice or an approach to try to modify health for a decade or so. I don't know, maybe longer. There's usually someone who will jump up and say, I've been doing intermittent fasting for 12 years and I do think of it that way. That is what I called it. Okay. I mean, I'm not here to argue with anybody. Certainly there are people who have skipped meals because they feel best that way and it seemed to support their health longer than 10 or 12 years. But I'm trying to get to the point of, is intermittent fasting a trend or a fad? Is it the thing of the hour? Is it like the Atkins diet? And so I don't believe that it is, of course. You've been listening to the podcast. You've been following anything I've done anywhere. You know that I don't think of it as a fad. I don't think of it as a diet. However, the more it has come into the mainstream, the more it is associated with those things. It can't be helped. The health and wellness industry is one driven by trends. I feel like I hear more in the mainstream media about the keto diet right now. I feel like there are more people doing keto and its variations maybe combining it with fasting, but I hear more about keto than I do about intermittent fasting, but you hear a lot about intermittent fasting. It's certainly not what it was 3.5 years ago when I first started saying those words to people and they would just raise an eyebrow because they hadn't heard them combined. So I'm moving a lot of my language away. I rarely say intermittent fasting. I just say fasting because, you know, just like breathing, you know, I said to somebody the other day, I'm just sitting here taking a breath. And they said, well, that's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing to take a breath intermittently, like every other second. And it's a good thing to fast intermittently. And you can't fast not intermittently. That's called starvation. So language is important. But I'll say the word fasting because what I consider my practice every day, those hours during which I am not eating, I consider them fasting. So it's not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. It's not the F word. Back to digestive rest, because you're going to hear me say it more and more. And I'm really just energetically aligned with certain words, certain phrases, certain concepts. And it's funny because Ryan has remarked to me that, you know, the word digestive or digestion isn't really a pretty word. You know, it's about our intestines and everything that's like moving through them. And it's not like a field of wildflowers. But here is why I like the idea of digestive rest and why you're going to hear me say it. Because it's really the point. It's really why I'm fasting. Yes, the fact that I'm fasting right now means I haven't had to make a decision about cooking breakfast. And yes, the fact that I'm fasting right now means that I don't have my stomach churning with food that's being turned into energy. My stomach is empty. My energy level is high because all my system's resources are devoted to moving, thinking, feeling, being alive in the way that you are when you are not bogged down by food. And I'm healing, right? This is my healing time. We talk in the Unbelievable Freedom community about people who just refer to their fasting as their healing time. But how do I know? How do I know that this digestive rest time, this time during which I'm not eating food or drinking beverages that the body perceives as food, how do I know that this rest time in my digestion is healing? I know it because I feel it. And that's what motivates me. The feeling that comes from my digestive tract resting is so undeniable that it becomes its own motivation to fast every day. It's knowing when I wake up in the morning that even though eating a good breakfast, and I'm putting air quotes around good because it all depends on your beliefs about food, but eating a good breakfast will make you feel better than eating a bad breakfast. But eating no breakfast at all will make you feel best of all. Not at first, not if your body is not adapted, not if your body is screaming out for sugar. But when you are adapted to fasting, you wake up and you think, I feel better than I felt last night. I feel better than I'm going to feel later. I mean, I enjoy my food and I eat the kind of foods that agree with my body, but I never feel as good when I'm eating as when I'm not eating. That isn't a fad. That isn't a trend. That is something deep that I can profoundly feel inside myself that tells me this is the right thing to do. There is no article that's going to pop up in a magazine that's going to tell me that I don't feel what I feel in my own body. And so when I retrace my steps and I think, okay, when did I start feeling this way? And when do I feel this way every day? I can clearly recognize the pattern. I recognize it when I'm resting my digestive system. And you know, the gut is the second brain, and I'll talk more about that because there's a lot of things going on in our gut that are crucial to our entire mental and physical health. So that seems like a good thing to give a rest to, right? To give a break to. But I just know it because I feel it. And so if I say to you, well, I'm not eating right now for digestive rest, or if I'm not eating right now, this is my healing time, It's the same thing as saying I'm fasting. It's the same practice as intermittent fasting. They're all just words. But I thought it would be good to come on and explain that, not just for the sake of what you may see from me in my writing or in the group, but for your own sense of things. If you are someone who has done intermittent fasting, hasn't tried it, and is curious, certainly and especially if you're someone who dabbles and does it and then doesn't, does it, then doesn't, then you don't get that adaptation. Then you don't get into this deep healing. So if you're a dabbler, you're always the one that I really want to encourage to think about getting consistent with your fasting practice. Because when you spend your day in a state of digestive rest and deep healing, it just feels amazing. I mean, I want to say something more eloquent than that, but it feels so good. It becomes its own motivation and everything else sort of flows out from that. But it took the consistency and the dedication to do it every day for years to reach this place. And I have no regrets about any of it. So until we talk again, enjoy your life. Before you go, let me remind you how you can find out more about Unbelievable Freedom. We're on Facebook, including our free Unbelievable Freedom Facebook community. We're on Instagram as Unbelievable Freedom. And you can always check us out at www.unbelievablefreedom.com.